This goes to the Saginaw Veterans Administration. Fax is 989-321-4085 regarding Leonard Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, date of birth 6/4/1948. Dear sirs at Saginaw VA, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Barnett, who goes by Ken, with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and atherosclerotic heart disease. His last visit was August 25th of 2025. Several appointments required rescheduling with scheduling conflicts, and April 9th, the patient was in the hospital with respiratory failure. And his most recent hospitalization was June 2nd through June 6th at McLaren Bay City. He is feeling somewhat better today, but his dyspnea is present with exertion only. He is using his Inogen. It's I-N like November, O-G-E-N like November, oxygen device, 2 liters per nasal cannula, and he does use it continuously. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations. He feels like the respiratory distress is better than it was when he went in the hospital. No chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Oh, and no edema. Medications. I want to highlight some medication changes. Metoprolol was increased from 50 milligram to 100 milligram daily. One daily. And it seems to be somewhat strong, and he's getting orthostatic dizziness when he goes from sitting to standing or from lying down to sitting. Also, diltiazem is 240 milligram daily. Eliquis is 5 milligram, 1 tablet twice a day. Lasix, 40 milligram daily as needed for swelling. And that's not used every day, only if he starts to have pedal and edema and have increased shortness of breath. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Miralax, prednisone currently. He's on 40 milligram, 2 tabs daily currently. Protonix is 40 milligram daily. also, Flomax 0.4 milligram once daily. The patient wants to hold that now to see if it will help with any of the orthostatic discomfort he's experiencing. Also, he's using inhalers, nebulizer treatments, Synthroid, low-dose aspirin, vitamin D, nitroglycerin if needed. Physical exam, weight is 201 pounds. That's a 13-pound decrease since he was last seen in this office August 25th of last year. Pulse is 76, and blood pressure is 140 over 70. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no very distant sounds with heart sounds. Abdomen soft, non-tender, without ascites. No peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 6, 2026. Hemoglobin, 10.8. White blood cells, 10.89. Platelets, normal. Sodium, 141. Potassium, 3.8. Carbon dioxide is 25.6. Calcium, 8.7. Creatinine, 2.1. Albumin is 3.6. Estimated GFR is 32. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We would like him to continue getting labs every 3 months. to hypertension, slightly above goal. He's currently on oral steroids. 3, COPD and coronary artery disease, followed by cardiology and pulmonology. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD. Where are the labs? Come on, here's the labs. Fucking labs, come on. No, not this one. Do I have labs in here? Oh, God. Here's the labs. Here we go. Damn it, back up.